Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The technology sector of the stock market is particularly vulnerable to the increasing rift in trade relations between the U.S. and China. That was front and center in yesterday's trading session for blue-chip tech names like Apple, Intel, and Cisco, whose shares closed the day lower. The White House ban on China's Huawei technologies has heightened trade tensions, as many U.S. chip makers are holding back on delivery of key software and hardware components needed by Huawei for its manufacturing of smartphones and other tech products. Rather than showing any signs of capitulation, China has dug in for a prolonged trade war, leaving the likelihood of renewed negotiations between the two economic superpowers up in the air. That impasse affects global economic growth each day that passes without progress toward a mutual resolution of trade differences, and at some point, consumer and business confidence erodes. U.S. confidence, as recently reported at the consumer level, is still strong. But if and when perceived household wealth is being reduced by stock market declines that affect 401k balances and personal investment accounts, consumers will tighten their spending. The Dow Industrials opened the trading week with a decline of 84 points. The S&P 500 index was off 0.7%, and the NASDAQ, with its heavy weighting in technology, fell 1.5%. U.S. stock futures look for a higher opening this morning, while the bond market wants further assurance of which direction to take. Should it listen to the Federal Reserve that projects low inflation rates, or look ahead to the economic slowdown that's accelerated by trade tensions? 10-year U.S. Treasury yields stand at 2.41%, and that's where we'll begin the financial day, fellas.
All right. Have a great day, Rick.
Thank you.
Ever eat a cicada, Rick?
Only with jelly. I mean, you know, there are certain things you have to just put a little grape jelly and a dash of peanut butter.
Their stock is rising rapidly.
Well, go to kdkradio.com and see it. John Shumway doing it live on TV. Thanks, Rick.
See you guys.
Money Talk with Rick Applegate, certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, and his team of experienced professionals at DB Root & Company provide investment advice, financial planning, and fiduciary guidance. 412-227-2800.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.